A Denver-based hospitality company is looking to buy and expand a landmark Berkshire County resort once owned by Harriet Beecher Stowe. The Miraval Group expects to close on the sale of the Cranwell Spa and Golf Resort in the next few months, pending town approvals. Currently owned by Camp Group LLC, the 380-acre property includes a 105-room resort, restaurants, a spa, and the 18-hole golf course. Chevis Hosey is vice president of development for Miraval Group.
It's a wonderful site. It's got good buildings on it. They're a bit tired. We need to bring those back up to the standards that would be a Miraval standard, as well as then go ahead and complete the previously approved plan that was put in place for the property.
Camp Group bought the resort about a year ago for $18 million from the Burak family, who had owned it since 1993. Miraval plans to update existing and build new spa facilities, create a new working organic farm for guests and visitors, and protect the historic Beecher Cottage.
You know, we will employ tens of millions of dollars into bringing Cranwell back to the status that it deserves, and not only renovating pretty much every building on the property, and preserving the mansion, protecting Beecher's as well as introducing all the new buildings in that regard. So it's a significant investment, but it'll be one that the property is worthy of.
As already approved by the town, the company plans to add to the current room capacity, eventually reaching 148. The permits are before Lenox Zoning Board of Appeals. Selectman Channing Gibson says the select board won't be ruling on any permits, but adds he is excited by the project.
According to the Berkshire Visitors Bureau, about 40% of the tourist dollars that are spent in the Berkshires are spent in Lenox. And so this is one addition to this quilt of hospitality services that Lenox offers.
Hosey says the expansion of what would become Miraval Lenox could take 18 months to 2 years once construction starts.
We do intend to keep the resort open. As we go through redevelopment, we may not have a full, all the room product open as we go. We'll cycle through the rooms, trying to keep as many rooms open as possible, trying to keep spa and fitness open until the new spa and fitness are complete, things like that. So there'll be adjustments and management of the staffing so that we've got the right staffing there for how much of the property is built and operating. But yes, the goal is to preserve the staffing that's in place there, as well as we're adding a significant number of additional jobs to the property.
As of July 2015, Cranwell employed 120 people full-time and 180 part-timers. With a flagship property in Tucson, Arizona, the venture is Miraval's first in the Northeast.
When you look at the beauty and history of the Cranwell property, the size, the logistics of it, and you bring that and just basically bring the Miraval experiences to that property, it just seems like a perfect fit. You know, and Lenox, Massachusetts is one of the wellness destinations in the country. So it's already known for wellness, and we'd like to bring the Miraval brand to that community.
The estate was founded in 1853 by the Reverend Henry Ward Beecher, who left it to his sister. The author of Uncle Tom's Cabin sold it in 1869. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavulis.